entertainment news for you.
Brought to you by
The Good Feet Store and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave.
Thank you. And while the Rant Revival is next, this is the Rant Revival pregame show, and we welcome in Gordon Keith.
Hello, hardliners.
Hey, Gordon.
Hi, how are you doing, bud?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great, guys. How are y'all doing?
Are you twitching tonight?
I sound like generic youth minister. Yep, twitching tonight. Friends are friends forever. Twitch tonight, 735, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. It's totally free Marty. Of charge.
Well, hopefully, Gordon, your Twitch stream tonight will match the audience of the New Heights episode that dropped last night featuring the Kelce brothers and Taylor Swift, as they peaked at 1.3 million live viewers / streamers, and the YouTube video as of about an hour ago was already up to over 11 million views.
Okay, my question is, and I don't know the answer to this, what is the percentage there of listeners that were female? Would you guys say 80%? 90%?
I don't know.
Am I being crazy?
I mean, the Kelces do
Wouldn't
have
you like
a,
to hear it yourself?
They have a strong male following. On Spotify, a representative from Spotify said that the episode generated a 3,000% increase in new listeners for New Heights, and the number of female listeners jumped 618%. And, of course, it was...
You think they'll tune in next week when Lane Johnson is on?
Right. They had teased it throughout the week leading up to it, and it was an in-depth interview with Taylor Swift.
Dom.
Of course, Travis's girlfriend.
And ladies are into Dom.
And for Swifties, it was must-watch because it was the longest and most candid interview that Taylor has given maybe ever. It was like over 2 hours. And they talked about everything, to her getting her master's back, to the Eras tour, to her relationship with Travis, to her new album. And they actually did, towards the end of the live stream, crash the live stream because of the amount of people that were trying to get in and watch it. And they said, shout out to all the 92%ers, I guess that's what they call their followers, and Swifties for actually helping us break the internet.
It's impressive. She's. I was told last week, though, that she was on her way down or wasn't popular anymore.
She's not hot anymore.
The White House?
Although that's debatable because the new album is called Life of a Showgirl. It'll be released on October 3rd. She revealed that. It has 12 tracks. She also revealed that's it because, you know, the last album, the Tortured Poets Department, they ended up doing a deluxe version with like a bunch more songs from those sessions.
Yeah.
She said, this is it. There's 12 songs. The first song, the title track, Life of a Showgirl, will be a collab with Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, she does, All About That Bass, right?
Yes, you're exactly right. And but she also, there's, I guess, like 3 or 4 versions of the album art, and she's dressed up like a showgirl, and she looks great.
No way.
Contrary to reports that she's not hot anymore.
Gordon, didn't I hear you say the other morning that you've been consuming more Taylor Swift for some reason, or did I misrepresent?
No.
You're not?
You're incorrect. No,
I think
it's
Junior. June.
Oh, that's right. Junior. Yeah.
Into it.
I get you guys confused. You look just alike.
Yeah. Very similar people.
So his daughter is already... That blows
the age
my
of
mind.
Four. Yeah.
How does she know?
Like, they just get indoctrinated.
But how?
I mean, I imagine whatever kids channel, like if they're listening to Kids Bop or whatever, they do versions of Taylor songs, and then she's like, I like those songs, I want to hear the original version.
But Gordon, didn't I hear you the other day like kind of unveil the worst moment of the year though?
Once again, Bob, you're confusing me and Junior.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's okay.
Now, I think Junior is really into Elvis, if I remember correctly.
Actually, that's Gordon.
And has a bathtub.
That's me, Dave.
Oh. And, yeah, Junior has Elvis's bathtub.
Reads Hemingway.
No. Once again, I have Lee Harvey Oswald's bathtub accidentally.
It just fell through the ceiling of your apartment.
It was like Breaking Bad. Yeah, it just came through the ceiling.
So this will be of interest to you. This is not about Lee Harvey, but it is about Elvis. As two of Priscilla Presley's former business partners have accused her of hastening her daughter Lisa Marie's death to secure her own spot atop the Graceland and Elvis empire. They just filed a lawsuit in L.A. this week.
Well, how do you slowly kill your kid? What are they accusing her of?
So what they're saying, they say that Lisa Marie had been ailing. She had been in poor health, but her mom, Priscilla, insisted that they attend the Golden Globes together on January 10th of 2023. And that, that Lisa Marie then collapsed at her home a few days later. And then died of a bowel obstruction. And so, then when Priscilla went to the hospital, despite Lisa's clear directive to prolong her life, Priscilla pulled the plug within hours of Lisa being admitted. This is according to the lawsuit.
Okay. What are the odds that superstar famous dad and daughter, and I know the dad had a lot of things going on too health-wise, but he had a 40-pound sack of manure that was stuck in his colon, and apparently she did too.
Hers was so much smaller.
So you're a sack. Is the bowel the actual sack, or you're saying like there was a CVS bag full of manure that had somehow gotten hung up?
Her actual colon acted as a potato sack,
as a CVS bag.
Yeah, yeah. To hold her manure, his manure.
His manure.
Yeah.
Huh.
Whose manure?
In her colon.
Huh?
Did you think you would ever say those two things back to back?
No, I regret what I've done here.
His manure.
I'm just trying to
her
understand.
Colon.
That's the name of my new album.
This fall on CBS. Yeah.
That's the log line of the Twitch show tonight.
His manure. Her colon.
Boy, the upfronts are really weird this year.
Well, you know, there is such a thing as fecal transplants for your
gut.
That
is true.
Yeah. They will put someone else's doo-doo in your colon.
Again, you're not phrasing it like a doctor would. Like, if you went there and you had the coat on and everything, would you walk out of the office if Dave...
Excuse me, Doc. I want someone else's doo-doo in my colon. Can you help me with that?
Strolling in the colon.
I heard it helps. Hurts my health.
And they said that the week before Lisa's funeral, that Priscilla was prancing around saying, "I'm the queen. I'm in charge of Graceland now."
Okay, this sounds so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's made up.
Of course you're going to side with Priscilla.
With True Blood of Presley?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, no, she doesn't have Presley blood.
She's 80 now, right?
Oh, that's right.
I'm getting the story.
His semen, her cervix.
Oh,
confused.
Gosh.
Okay.
Stop it.
We have a couple of quick rock stories. Megadeth founder and frontman Dave Mustaine has announced that the forthcoming Megadeth album and the following tour is going to be their last.
Oh, Lando, I'm so sorry.
He said, "Don't be mad, don't be sad, be happy for us all. Come celebrate with me these next few years." So they plan on touring for a while.
This just in, they're still touring.
Right. I can't say that I've seen a Megadeth show. I'm not against it. How old are the Megadeths now? Are they in their 70s?
Well, Dave Megadeth.
Their last name isn't Megadeth.
I don't know how, it doesn't say in the story how old it's.
All right, I'm
going to
guess Dave Mustaine is right at 70. But I'll look it up and I will tell you.
63.
And he's 63. That's young to be quitting now.
Yeah, he says, we started a musical style, we started a revolution, we changed the guitar world and how it's played, and we changed the world. The bands I played in have influenced the world. I love you all for it. Thank you for everything.
A lot of bragging there, man.
Well,
like C.J. Wilson of metal.
We can ask Lando, because they say that the big four of thrash metal are Metallica, Slayer, Anthrax, and Megadeth.
Yeah, that is the big four. There is no question what Megadeth meant to metal in general. And Dave Mustaine as well in early Metallica and all that.
Yeah, he was kicked out of Metallica for being more drunk than all of them.
Did he sober up?
He did.
He did, okay. That's
good.
Megadeth.
And,
do you think he was good in Some Kind of Monster?
He wasn't in that. Oh, no, he wasn't Yeah, he was, because he was still, at that point, still upset.
He wanted Lars to apologize.
That's right.
For kicking him out for being drunk.
And
such a great movie. Maybe the best movie of all time.
Megadeth.
There's another hot auction at Sotheby's as Eddie Van Halen's 1982 Kramer Electric, which he played on the 82 and 83 Van Halen tours, is going on the auction block.
Who owns it? Do we know?
So... Eddie inscribed it and gave it to his guitar tech, Rudy Laren. And then Laren later sold it to Mick Mars of Motley Crue. And then Mick Mars used it during the Dr. Feelgood sessions.
Wow. Bob, you need in on this.
Yeah, I probably do.
Think about all of the metal connections between Dr. Feelgood and what was that? The Diver Down tour?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And
so what do they think it's going to fetch?
Well, previously, the last Van Halen guitar that went up on auction in 2023 was the guitar that he used in the Hot for Teacher video.
Yeah.
And that went for $4 million. They think this one will go between $2 and $3 million.
Okay, what if you were guaranteed if you picked that guitar up you could play like Eddie Van Halen?
Like it was magic?
What would it go up to at that point? 20?
Okay. Yeah, because then you're guaranteed a career.
Like every time anybody touches it.
But isn't that an older style of playing?
Uh-oh, here comes Gordon.
I'm just saying it wouldn't guarantee you success in today's music world.
Yes, it would.
Are you saying Eddie Van Halen couldn't hit today's pitching?
Couldn't start for Allen?
I don't understand the sports reference, so I don't know.
He would get kicked out of School of Rock.
Yeah, like, what are you doing over there, loser?
No one finger taps anymore.
Because he has his cigarette just dangling from the end of his
bottle of Jack, of it.
All right, coming up next, we have the Rant Revival. We have the story of a penis and a diaper.
Okay. It is Thursday. It is 5:20. It is the Rant Revival, and that features the three horsemen of the apocalypse. It is Corby Davidson, it is Gen X Dave, and it is...
Almost.
It was pretty close.
Try to get better every week, but if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Do we need to... So last segment, we were talking about Priscilla Presley and Elvis, and things got jumbled a little bit in translation, and Bob... uttered this phrase.
His manure in her colon.
Yes. Elvis's manure in Lisa Marie's colon.
His manure in her colon. Okay, so Bob asked Ham to see if AI could come up with a CBS sitcom based around that.
And so Ham, it says these are CBS comedy tagline concepts?
Yeah.
Is the
elevator pitch.
Is the sitcom called?
Yes.
His Manure Hercule?
Yeah. You can say it now with confidence.
All right. Well, here's the taglines. He's knee-deep in fertilizer. She's fresh off a cleanse. Together, they're full of it. That's a rural romance with digestive drama.
Uh-huh.
Now here's another one. One's composting dreams, the other's gut health goals. Love stinks, and it's hilarious. From the barnyard to the brunch table. He's got cows, she's got colonic irrigation. Opposites attract and occasionally explode. It's a match made in methane.
Gosh.
Two more, if you...
Yeah, go.
Yeah, I think the last one's my favorite.
His manure built the farm. Her colon built the brand. Now they're building a life, one bowel movement at a time.
Oh, my gosh.
CBS Thursdays just got a whole lot messier. And finally, she's all about probiotics. He's all about cow pies. Welcome to the weirdest love story on television.
Oh,
nice.
This fall, Thursdays on CBS.
So why aren't we using ChatGPT to do all of our promos?
Probably are.
I need to start using them for bits. Good
right?
Lord.
Yeah, just mail it in.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, you're doing one less hour.
I know it.
Jeez, well, Dave.
Just put a double stamp on it.
He's just laying in bed drooling.
Okay. Former E! News regular Pete Davidson is back in the news. You know, he just released a movie with Eddie Murphy, The Pickup.
That's got to be terrible.
It's got to be terrible. But he was on the Breakfast Club today with Charlemagne the God.
Okay.
And so they were talking about his sex life because that was tabloid fodder for the longest time. And he says that it started when he was with Ariana Grande and that it was humiliating for him. He says, no one talked about any work I was doing. They're just like, oh, that's the F-stick, and it hurts so much. And then Charlemagne the God asked him, he says, well, what were you embarrassed by, though? You were banging a lot of hot chicks, and people knew you had a 10-inch penis.
Banging.
And so Pete says, you know, on paper that sounds great, but it's embarrassing because, first of all, it's Hollywood. Everyone Fs everyone. Everybody's dating everybody. Why are they focusing on me? It's because I'm not Glenn Powell handsome. I'm just a dude that tells D jokes and is a drug addict. And he says,
I think that's part of it. Nobody could really understand how he was getting these girls.
But he says this stuff affects relationships. Seeing that and trying to move around and go on dates and just be a young dude is trying to figure out who he is and the sexualization of me. You're just talking about my D all day. They don't talk about girls like that professionally. Not to be lame, but it's traumatic to live in your own crap all the time.
I can't believe he's only 31 years old. I feel like he's been in our orbit for so long.
When did he join SNL? Yeah. Was he like 19 or 20?
He was 19.
I think he's he's saying it.
He does.
Me too.
He does say, like, I'm not trying to play the victim. I'm not, you know, he knows that he has a great life. He's obviously gone through his personal struggles and has his personal demons. But it is weird how that became everyone's fixation is the size of his unit.
Right.
Yeah. It never really did with me, Dave, but...
I guess it's just me on this island. I mean, Gordon, did you ever think about Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande or... God, who else?
No, but I certainly would. I mean, yes. I guess I should say that, yes, we talked about his relationships, too. And he's right in that the background of all of this is he's jumping from starlet to starlet, and he looks like he does. So, he's right in that. What's that?
Emily Ratajkowski was another one that we couldn't believe.
Right.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. There was also that actress. It was one of the actresses that I interviewed for something or another. She's older British woman.
Generic.
I can't remember.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was the subtext is always, can you believe this guy's getting these women? And so I can see how that hurts his feelings because he's always basically famous because he is not as attractive as Brad Pitt, but yet he's scoring as if he is Brad Pitt.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it came to light when he was dating Kim that because he was a good guy, like he treated them well, he was a nice guy, and because he had such a disarming sense of humor, that that he was unlike anyone that any of those girls ever encountered.
Right. He was
well,
the nice guy.
She was the one that wronged him, right? Who was the one who came out and talked about his big D energy?
That was Ariana Grande.
Okay, so that's the one where it's like that. That's wronging him. You don't talk out of the bedroom like that.
No.
What would they say about you, Gordon?
That I have big D energy because I'm from Dallas.
There you go.
Uh huh.
Different reason.
Yeah, we have a P1 wearing big D hockey on his shirt.
Yep.
Okay, the other story that I wanted to get to today, and I know you've already done this on Muse in the News, so feel free to jump in, Gordon, if you have details that are not in the story that I have, but this is the story of Wesley Wade Worrell, the guy who was arrested in Tyler on August 7th on charges of criminal solicitation of a minor, and it relates back to an incident on July 29th in which he confronted girls as they were riding their bikes on the way back from a neighborhood park. He got out of his truck wearing only a diaper and yelling at the girls saying, "Goo goo gaga, I need a diaper change."
Mark.
Goo goo gaga.
Go ahead, Corby. Laugh it up.
They caught him. They caught him, and he didn't do any.
Oh, okay.
He also had
so just the diaper.
Well, okay,
only a diaper.
I want you to imagine, though, Bob,
like a bonnet, rattle.
This guy
he had a pacifier,
jumping out of his
he
car.
He did have a pacifier around his neck.
Yeah, he had a passy, and he's got Bob Newhart hair, like 100% looks like Bob Newhart hair, but he also has this really menacing scowl. Probably it's because he's being arrested.
Well, probably because he needs to be changed.
No, that's
yeah,
true.
Because he's been sitting in his own mess for too long.
Right. Or her mess, depending on the new sitcom.
Right. Yeah, they swapped it.
His manure in her colon.
He also faced a trespassing charge.
Can
from,
you just delete that, please?
From an incident on July 15th in which he went to the Tyler Walmart where he had been banned because he had a prior incident of exposing himself to a 12-year-old in the store.
I'm just going to say across the board, if you've ever been banned from a Walmart, things aren't going
think
real well.
You have to go pretty hard to get banned from Walmart.
Look, sir, we're going to let you off with a warning this time, but if you try this again, we're banning you for
but
life.
But the arrest affidavit says he has a decades-long record of charges relating to inappropriate behavior towards children, often when wearing a diaper.
Okay, if his go-to line, like if you your pickup line at a bar is like, "Hey, yeah, where'd you grow up?" Or, you know, "Oh, you like
you
the
must,
Rangers?
You must be from heaven."
Okay, but if
that's better than "Do you like the Rangers?"
Well, I was just thinking because we're here next to the ballpark.
How's your ass?
That's what I was thinking.
Nobody's pickup line.
Was but, your dad a thief?
Go on, Dave. No, he wasn't.
Because I feel like he stole some stars from the sky and put them in your eyes.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that's good. But if your opening line is "goo goo gaga" in any form, where does that get you? Like, even though you're
maybe she has
a diaper wearing pedophile, what are you doing?
No. Maybe she has a strong maternal instinct. And she wants to care for
you. At the age of 12 or whatever?
No, he's saying at a bar.
No. I'm saying on any playing field. Like,
do you think it's ever worked, Gordon?
Yes.
It has grass on it.
Shut up.
That's what you were saying, Corbin.
No. Yes, has the line, "goo goo gaga," ever worked?
Yeah, don't forget the second part of the line.
Yeah, I need a dime for change. I got it. I just think that
do you think
maybe he needs new material.
Do you think he really did need a diaper change? Like, is he a method actor?
Right. It's not just role playing.
He's not bluffing.
You're all in. You think that helps things out?
So moments before, he was inside the cab of his truck,
yeah,
tomato-faced and grunting. Yeah.
Grabbing the OS handle and bearing down.
He's reading his lines like, okay, I got to.
He's rehearsing.
I got to nail this.
He traumatized some. Yeah,
hit this one.
No,
out.
That's horrible.
Hit this one out of the park.
So. I mean, do you think that they were traumatized or they just thought, who is this weirdo?
I think that.
Wait, no, they were traumatized. They ran into a neighbor.
You ran into
him. About him.
Big old dude.
Yeah, but they were on their bikes. They can get away from a baby in a diaper.
Especially if we had a full load.
Yeah, he's having to waddle.
Still walk.
You can't run in that.
He didn't crawl.
Well,
they kind of got off their bike and were just walking their bikes as he was frantically trying to get them. Like,
well, he is in jail.
Aren't you the guy that got banned from the Walmart?
He has a $600,000 bond, so I don't think anyone is going to change his diaper or bail him out.
I thought it was a $250,000 bond.
He's not having a happy
football.
I'm sorry.
Either way, he doesn't have the money to get out.
No. Where would he keep it?
Yeah. All right, Gordon, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
You want to plug your Twitch one more time?
7:35 tonight, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. Join us. It's free. We're going to be talking with Donnie. I've got some tough questions for Donnie tonight.
Oh, and he has something to promote that's tomorrow night on the ticket.
Exactly.
That's right.
A lot going on. All right, buddy, we love you.
All right, love you guys. See ya.
Bye, Gordon.
Thank you, brother. There he goes, Gordon Keith.